This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. It's really cool. This week is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and that's pretty exciting. And I'm back on the couch with Magda today, so that's pretty cool too. Two weeks
yep,
in a row.
It's great to be back.
And we thought today we'd talk a bit about studying and exams because that's kind of on top. Magda, what is like the kind of what is school like for you now in Year 12?
Okay, it's getting pretty busy, everyone would agree. To start of term three was kind of chill, you know, you get back from the holidays and then you're starting to begin thinking about exams, well, mocks especially, which are in the second to last week of this term. Mocks are actually next week for us, so pretty nerve-wracking stuff. We've been doing a lot of revision in class and kind of just preparing ourselves to you know, take the mocks. And yeah, there's lots of different mindsets everyone has around studying. You've got some students who like studying is their life right now, and it's like you gotta like get E on all of your mocks, it's super important. And then there's some who's like, yeah, it's all right. And then you got the ones who are like, mocks, they're just mocks, study after and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, some people find exams quite nerve-wracking, and I do too. I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah, and they're a lot of hard work as well, and so, yeah, understandably, everyone's a little bit, just nervous.
Yeah, and I guess from my perspective, I think planning for the school year and stuff, for me as a youth minister, I kind of think you get to towards the end of term three and you almost don't want to plan anything major that involves like the senior students, because suddenly it's kind of like term one and term two go like relatively slowly.
Yeah.
And then you get halfway through term three and all of a sudden it's like exams are imminent, like the actual exams, not mocks. But like the actual exams. And I think you also ramp up the frequency of your internals as well, or like the things like you take art, for example, and your art folio is like due towards the end of the year. So all the things like that that you've been kind of working towards for the year, suddenly they're like pressure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm working really hard to get the art board in early so that I'll have more time to dedicate to my study.
Yeah. And so it kind of feels like, because I'm not studying anymore, obviously, but I am planning, like on the planning team for Life Teen Summer Camp. And so it feels like as soon as it gets to September that like January is tomorrow, you know, like it feels like suddenly.
Yeah, you like just blink and then it's like the next week or it's the next month and it's like, you know, the due date's next tomorrow or something like that. Yeah,
and it feels like a little bit crazy or overwhelming sometimes. Mm. Do you find it like overwhelming to think about everything that you need to do in the next few months?
I do. I try to, often I'll make like a little task list to try and be productive and get things done one by one. But then when I look at the task list, it's just, I can't decide whether it's motivating or not. I'll look at it and be like, oh, there's so much stuff I need to do. And it's just like, do I want to do it? I have to though, so I still get some stuff done. But
I used to find it a little bit like paralyzing to have so many things that need to happen all in the space of like 2 months.
Yeah, it's a little bit daunting.
Yeah, yeah. And I found definitely breaking things up into, you know, well, this is what I'm going to focus on right now, or this is what I'm going to focus on today, helped to reduce like just the feeling of complete under the, like snowed under by stuff.
Yeah, it's very important to prioritise, even if prioritise the easy things first. If everyone says do the hard things first, but personally I find it easier to do the easier things, and then once they're out of the way, you've got less stuff to do, and so then, you know, you can dedicate more time to the harder things, which require like a little bit more willpower to do, and since you finish the other stuff, it's a little bit like reassuring, or I've actually, you know, I've done some work, and I don't quite know how to explain it very well, but it's just a way of getting things done for me.
Yeah.
And also, just doing what's like expedient, and then like just building it up, you know. If there's something that needs to be done, just start doing it, even if it's small, and then work your way up doing harder and bigger things, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I can understand how that would work if you do the easy things first. I feel like you get a certain, you build a certain momentum.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, by getting something done, you're like, oh, yeah, I've got something done, like on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of, in your brain, you feel like a little bit good about your progress.
Yeah. And it motivates you to keep going, and then you're like, you know, being productive exponentially, and then your productiveness is through the roof at that point once you're like getting, you know, the good feelings from accomplishing something.
Yeah, and I can see why people might feel like it would help them to do the hard stuff first, because then when it's out of the way, they feel like less stressed.
Yeah.
But I think I would find it easier to do it your way, like do the easy things first, and then I feel better about myself when I tackle the hard thing instead of...
And even if, like, you can break down the hard thing into multiple easy things, that's a great way of going about it, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, break big tasks down into manageable chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have some patron saints of studying and some other things to share with you after the next song, but we're going to play a song first, and this song is called Counting Every Blessing by the Rend Collective. And I think that it's important when it's near the end of the year and it's kind of this like stressful study season, that you remember that there are lots of blessings and lots of little things that you can be grateful for every day, particularly if you're feeling like quite overwhelmed or snowed under by all the things that you need to get done.
I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruined to treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. Counting every blessing, counting every blessing.
seeing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing. Surely every season you are good to me, good to me. Counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me. Oh, 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 oh.
Kia ora, everyone. You're here with Rain and Magda on the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And we've just been talking about how students have been finding study, especially at Sacred Heart recently, and ways that we can combat study procrastination.
Yeah. And we also looked at some of the patron saints of study.
Yep.
And so one of the, well, the patron saint of students, his name is Saint Joseph of Cupertino, and he was born in 1603, which is a while ago.
Very long ago.
A very long time ago. And his story is kind of cool, actually. So I enjoyed reading about his life. It was said that his mother often considered him a nuisance and treated him like a little bit harshly because he was seen to be slow to learn and absent-minded. He was said to frequently wander aimlessly around with his mouth gaping open. And he tried to learn the trade of shoemaking, but he failed. And he asked to become a Franciscan friar, so that's like in the order of St. Francis of Assisi. And initially they wouldn't accept him. Finally he did join the Capuchin order of Franciscans, and but apparently that only lasted for 8 months because they sent him away, and sources said it was because he couldn't seem to do anything right. He dropped piles of dishes, kept forgetting what to do, what he was told, and apparently his mum wasn't that pleased to have him back, which is a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she finally got him accepted as a servant at the Franciscan monastery, and he was given a friar's habit and put to hard work taking care of the horses. And around this time, people began to notice like a bit of a change in him. He grew in humility and gentleness, and he started to demonstrate more and more the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He became a bit more careful and more successful at his work. He began to pray more often and do like voluntary acts of service and penance. And finally, he was able to enter the Franciscan order and eventually study for the priesthood. And although he was good and holy, he had a very hard time with his studies. And during his seminary exams, the examiner happened to ask him to explain the only thing that he really knew very well, and so he passed his exam and was ordained a deacon and later a priest. And after this, the Holy Spirit began to work lots of miracles through Saint Joseph, and over 70 times people say they saw him rise above the ground, like levitate during Mass, which is crazy.
That's amazing.
And he fell deeply in love with God, and he said that all the troubles of this world were nothing but play battles children have with pop guns. He became so famous for the miracles that finally the order decided to keep him hidden in private in the monastery, and he was happy to be for a chance to be alone with his beloved Lord. And so he's the patron saint of students studying and the patron saint of people who have learning difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like pretty awesome. And there's a prayer that you can pray to Saint through the intercession of Saint Joseph of Cupertino. And so this is a great thing to know for studying. And basically, I'll read the prayer, but basically you can just ask Saint Joseph of Cupertino for intercession and ask him to pray for you so that you'd be asked the things in the exam that you've studied well. And so the prayer says, O great Saint Joseph of Cupertino, who well on earth did obtain from God the grace to be asked at your examination only the questions you knew, obtain for me a like favour in the examinations for which I am preparing. I will also imitate your life of prayer and devotion through Christ Jesus our Lord. Saint Joseph of Cupertino, pray for us. So yeah. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a nice little prayer.
Yeah, so you can ask for the intercession of Saint Joseph of Cupertino, and also Saint Francis de Sales is the patron saint of writing essays. But St. Thomas Aquinas is also very well known to be like a student and theologian.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask for the intercession of St. Jude because he's the patron saint of hopeless cases. And sometimes I feel like I'm a hopeless case. And particularly like leading into an exam.
Yeah.
that maybe I feel unprepared for. Like.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so asking for the saints to pray for you is great, I think. And the other advice that I have, like one of the things that I find helpful, is to kind of look at your like life priorities, or like make sure that you know that your worth is not dependent on how well or not well you do in an exam. Yep. Like you're loved, and you have, like, that's why I count every blessing. Mm-hmm. Like we have lots of inherent worth and dignity, and it doesn't come down to whether or not I pass English this year.
Yeah.
And so knowing that is really important, and looking at your ultimate life goals. And I found this really helpful when I was at university, looking at like, actually, where do I want to be? Where do I want to get to in my life? Like, what is my biggest goal in life? And for me, my biggest goal in life is to become a saint,
mm-hmm.
or to get to heaven. And then it's like, does this exam, is that going to interfere with my biggest life goal? Like, is this going to stop me from becoming a saint?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it isn't going to means that suddenly the stress reduces. And it's not that I didn't care about passing the exam. It's that I know that whether or not I pass or fail doesn't determine, like, actually whether I'm okay or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I found that helpful to reduce exam anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And St. Joseph's of Cupertino? It's a very good example of that. Just, yeah, if we can, like, look to him and keep trying at things we may find difficult, and just, even if we feel hopeless or unable to do something, yeah.
Yeah, because his persistence was pretty phenomenal, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just keeping trying and keeping going and keeping working hard, reap, like, huge results for him mm-hmm. in his life.
And doing what he liked and loved and, getting involved as much as he could.
Yeah, yeah. And so after the next song that we play, we're going to talk a little bit about motivation, I think,
yep.
which will be cool. But the song that we've got for you is I Believe in Us by Wild. And we think that this is just kind of like upbeat and...
Yeah, very inspiring, and just, yeah, believe in yourself, especially around exam time.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like we all need a little bit of encouragement.
Encouragement and like a pep talk. So this is I Believe in Us by Wild.
Maybe I'm like my dad, a little bit like my mother. I don't know if that's bad, but I ain't getting any younger. Maybe
pressure, but I'ma leave this right here. I'm moving on to something better.
Hi again, everyone. You're here on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM with Rain and Magdalene on the Catholic Couch. So we were just going to get into talking about motivation for exams and study, and it's a difficult thing, but we find that when you find something in your study or in your homework or in your internal assessments that you can use to help motivate you. I'll explain this through actually something that happened with my art board. I was not exactly an exam, but it was an assessment I have for art, and we have to do a portfolio board. And basically, I was going to make the theme to develop my ideas on butterflies, but I procrastinated for ages because, I mean, deep down I really didn't like the idea so much. I didn't find it as interesting. But then I thought about things I was interested in and would motivate me. And that was my sport. I do adventure racing. And so I decided to surround the idea of my board with... I decided to make the theme about navigation and mountains and exploration and adventure. And that was much more interesting to me. And so I was actually motivated to start painting and produce art that I really like and love. And so, yeah, I found that, and it really made me quite positive about things, and that just made me want to continue doing the work and completing it to the best of my ability. And so basically I feel like it's the same with exams. If you find a way to make exams interesting, more interesting for you, because at first it can seem really boring, right? And so finding ways to make it more engaging or fun, or trying to figure out why you're actually taking that paper for a start, like whether it's like a goal that you have that you want to achieve.
Yeah, like you need to be doing that paper because this is what you want to do at university, for example. And so you've got kind of like a goal or a purpose to why you're doing this exam. And if you have a goal or a purpose, or you're passionate about something to do with the subject, then it's much, you're much more productive when exactly. you're studying.
Yeah.
Like, you're much more productive with your art board because you, like, found it engaging. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's really impossible to do for an exam, right? Even if you need it, even if you need the marks for something you want to do in the future, sometimes it still feels like quite, you're not really passionate about it and it's not really motivating.
Yeah.
But you mentioned before that you found it a bit easier maybe to study if you were studying with somebody.
Yeah. It's quite nice to be able to have company, because it makes it less boring, and provided that you actually do study when you have a friend over, because I think many of us can fall into the trap of just hanging out and doing other fun things rather than looking at exam papers all day. But yeah, and it's quite nice to be able to bounce ideas off each other and discuss things, and many people have like different ways of learning. Like I soak up the most information in my study when I'm actively like talking about the topic with someone.
Yeah.
I find it's much easier to really like solidify the material you're learning when you're in conversation about it.
Yeah. And you can make it a bit of a competition, like who can answer these questions the fastest or whatever.
Yeah,
and
or who can explain this in the best, most informative way or something like that.
Yeah,
that gets
yeah.
the idea across. And also being able to help each other when you're stuck, especially if the other person has a strength in one particular subject,
yeah.
or just gets a concept more easily that you might not get. It's quite nice to have someone who's actually there to teach you rather than just having to go to the internet if you're at home studying, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely, I don't know, my last words of advice are probably make sure that you've got a lot of friends around you who are also studying, because everyone mm-hmm. also has exams at
yeah.
the moment. So like being open with people about how you're doing, and letting, being there to support your friends who are also studying and doing it together
mm-hmm.
definitely helps, rather than feeling like isolated and alone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of us would have felt that, especially last year with, because we were in lockdown a lot around our mocks last
yeah.
year, all schools across NZ. So
this year's definitely like,
it's a little bit of a jolty feeling just being thrown back into the exam system.
Yeah,
as we
yeah.
Because it's all at normal time. It wasn't pushed back to give us more time. So
yeah.
I guess we're still having to adjust to like the sudden changes. But a lot of us were in isolation studying last year, and so it's very grateful to actually be back around people who you can check up on and encourage each other to study.
Yeah, I imagine. And don't forget to pray.
Yeah.
Don't forget to ask God for help, because he's got your back too. And I think that's pretty much us for this week.
Yeah.
So thanks so much, Magda, for coming on the show. And we'll see everybody again next Monday. Or we won't see you, but tune in next Monday. Yeah, so... Don't forget to listen to the Catholic Couch, and I'm sure we'll have something awesome to talk about next week.
And study.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram. That's Illuminate with the number 8. The Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook. Or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.